Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, DMV? This is the Burgundy and Gold today right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Always Free Odyssey app. You are tapped in with the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 6 o'clock, an abbreviated edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today is we got the first half of our Monday Night Football doubleheader coming up here on the Team 980. We'll get you a full-scale Monday Night Football preview as we roll throughout the program. Tampa and Houston going to get us kicked off, and then we got a little AFC West showdown between the Chargers and the Raiders coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Raiders are Washington's opponent on Sunday, fresh off of their, I don't want to call it embarrassing loss Thursday night, but they did not put their best foot forward on Thursday Night Football. And this week, it'll be up to us to pick up the pieces and figure out what went wrong and why they were 9-point losers on Thursday night against Green Bay. But I know what all of you have turned on your radio dials to hear this afternoon. And we will let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, momentarily. He just finished speaking to the media. Here's what we do know. Jayden Daniels does have a knee injury. We brought this up during Friday's show as something to, you know, keep your eyes peeled for, or keep your, you know, ears open for during the weekend. That to me is one of these situations where for Washington, talking about the health of the quarterback, it is a big deal. It is a massive deal. We're not here to scare anybody. We're not here to make it seem worse than what it is. But right now, what we found out a moment ago is that, yes, Jayden Daniels has suffered a knee sprain. Jayden Daniels' status for Sunday is very much in doubt. Dan Quinn officially saying that Jayden Daniels is going to be day-to-day. We don't get an injury report until Wednesday. So when the injury report comes out Wednesday, we will see if he's listed as limited, full participant, so on and so forth, or a DNP. I come to you all as a scorn, jaded fan here this afternoon because the health of Jayden Daniels is the most important piece of this franchise right now. And I know I'm not giving away state secrets when I say it. His health is so important. And Dan Quinn spoke about the, you know, idea of saving Jayden Daniels from himself. You're going to have to. You're going to have to, because if it was my call, if it's my decision, I'm not putting him back out on the field until he is 110%. And I know last year the way that it went, right? Ultimately, Jayden Daniels didn't miss any time as a result of the rib injury. And then we found out earlier this summer that those ribs were indeed broken. If Jayden Daniels is not 110%, you don't put him back out on the field. And I know everyone listening understands that. You have to think about the long-term future of Jayden Daniels here. And this is so much different, and in my opinion, so much more severe than what we dealt with last year with Jayden Daniels, because it was a rib injury. This is a knee injury. And here's the thing. Dan Quinn lost my trust this summer when he came out and announced that those ribs were broken, because he was directly asked that last year and they said no. And Jayden played through it and so on and so forth. So excuse me if I'm a little skeptical about just how honest Washington is going to be in terms of Jayden's status moving forward. He is listed as day-to-day. I do not expect to see him on Sunday against the Las Vegas Raiders. As a matter of fact, I better not see him Sunday versus the Las Vegas Raiders. It's just not worth it to this point. Honestly, it's not worth it. We'll let you hear from Dan Quinn as the show rolls on. We'll also take a look back at Thursday Night Football and the two injuries that were suffered on Thursday Night Football. Austin Ekeler, Dietrich Wise, done for the season. Who are you more confident that the team can replace? We'll ask that as well. Also, Washington adding a running back that offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury has some history with, so we'll reveal his identity as we roll throughout the show as well. But the lead here, the most important thing, is the update that we got on Jayden Daniels, the starting quarterback of the Washington Commanders. To me, I'm in a spot right now where, look, if he's not right, you don't play him. To where I'm even getting on him for not taking him out of the game last week. Like, I get this idea of him being Tony Toughass, right? I get it. It's great. It's got to be smart, though. It's got to be smart when talking about Jayden Daniels and protecting himself from himself, quite frankly, right? Like, there's a knee sprain. That's what we know. We don't have a grade one sprain. We don't know if it's a grade two sprain. We don't know if it's a grade three sprain. So that's where we go, and you can hear the keyboard typing. Grades of knee sprains. And you know, talking about the knees, I'm the perfect guy for it, right? I've suffered three ACL tears. I have undergone three reconstructive knee surgeries throughout the course of my life. That's why I sit in front of a mic now and didn't make it to the NFL. Maybe because I'm only 6 foot or 6 foot one, 6'2" on a good day. Maybe that's why I didn't go to the NFL. But if there's someone that knows about the importance of taking all the time allotted to heal a knee injury, it's me. So here are the grades of knee sprains. There is a grade one sprain, which you have some mild pain. You got some swelling going on. There is no complete tear of the ligaments. How you treat that? Rest, ice, elevation, rehab. There is grade two knee sprain, where there's significant instability in the knee joint. And then there's a partial tear of one or more ligaments. That's a grade two knee sprain. A grade three knee sprain, severe pain and swelling, extreme instability, and then a complete tear of one or more ligaments, and surgery would be necessary to repair those torn ligaments. So that's all we know right now, is that it is a knee sprain. We don't know if it's a grade one sprain. We don't know if it's a grade two sprain. We don't know if it's a grade three sprain. I do know this. They best not put him out there before he is ready. They best not put him on the field until he's 110% ready to go. I don't care what Jayden Daniels has to say. I don't care what Miss Regina Jackson has to say. I don't care what Juju Watkins has to say. I don't care what anybody has to say. He should not return to play until he's 110%. Because I've been down this road before. Right? I say it all the time. I suffer from SLS, scorn lover syndrome. I've been down this block before. I've been here with Robert Griffin III when he was all in for week one. This act of being Tony Toughass is getting old to me. I don't want that to be the case. I love that my quarterback wants to play through injury. But the bottom line is they should have took him out on Thursday night. They should have took him out on Thursday night. He shouldn't have finished the football game. And that is where Dan Quinn and company have got to bow up and say, hey, son, we sign your checks. We are the ultimate decision maker here. Because that's what my concern is moving forward. Do they have the ability to protect Jayden Daniels from himself? I think they do. I don't know for certain, though. 301-230-0980 is the number. If you're just now joining us here on this Monday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today, we just heard from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, confirming Jayden Daniels officially going to be listed as day-to-day with a knee sprain. What we still do not know, is this a grade one sprain? Is it a grade two sprain? Is it a grade three sprain? Still got to find that out. as we roll throughout the opening hour of the show here, we will let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, because he spoke for about a half hour, had a lot to say. I don't know if I feel much better about the situation after hearing DQ talk because, you know, we treat Ashburn like we are the Patriots on the East Coast. We're the DMV Patriots, however the hell you want to describe us as. They showed you last year that they're not going to be totally honest and forthcoming about injuries when it comes to Jayden, because they didn't tell us that he had a broken rib last year. And Jayden Daniels, Jesus, a.k.a. Tony Toughass, got them to let him play through that injury last year. Ant, welcome. Because I want to tag you in on this because I'm hot. One, in hindsight, I'm now looking back saying, why the hell did they not take him out on Thursday night? And me and you said this on the phone. Should have been taken out. You have nothing to play for. Game is over. Why are you sending him back out there? I am genuinely worried about segment two, about what we have on this rundown. Do the Commanders have the ability to protect Jayden Daniels, a.k.a. Tony Toughass, from himself? Because I get all of the, I want to be looked at as tough, he's a dog-ass competitor, all that. This is the franchise. This may be the future of this radio station, in all actuality, if you want to keep it a thou-yow. If Jayden Daniels goes down, and some, yeah, you, Chris Russell, if Jayden Daniels can't stay healthy, we might be out of a job. That's how serious this gets. That's how important the knee of Jayden Daniels is, not only to the Commanders, but to me, to my colleagues, to everyone. That new stadium that D.C.'s about to get put underwater for, if that knee ain't right, all bets are off for me. Oh, clearly I'm emotional. I'm hot under the collar. I don't know what to expect here moving forward. What we do know is this. Jayden Daniels, your starting quarterback, officially listed as day-to-day with a knee injury. When we come back, I want to let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. Let you hear from his mouth, and we'll get the latest on some other injured Washington Commanders. But Jayden Daniels right now the topic of conversation. His status, according to multiple national NFL insiders, very much in doubt when it comes to Sunday against the Las Vegas Raiders. We'll let you hear from Dan Quinn next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold today. You're tapped in the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 6 o'clock, an abbreviated edition of the Burgundy and Gold as we get you geared up for a Monday Night Football doubleheader to wrap up week number two. Bucks and Texans from H-Town, and then Chargers and Raiders coming up from Las Vegas. That'll be the second half of tonight's Monday Night Football doubleheader. If you're just now joining the program, if you're just picking up your kids from school or practice, or you're just leaving the cubicle, first of all, hope you had a good Monday. This may make your Monday a little bit worse. Just found out from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, as well as others that kind of spoiled the news throughout the afternoon. Jayden Daniels officially listed as day-to-day with what most are calling a knee sprain. Don't know what grade of a knee sprain it is. All we know is that it is a knee sprain and that he is listed as day-to-day. What we were talking about in the opening segment, one, I was overreacting a little bit. If you were with us from the start of the show here, I'm emotional over this because it's so damn important. Like, his health is so significant to the future of this franchise that when he pops up on the injury report and it's a lower body injury, I just got to make sure that they are going to be responsible with him. Because here's the thing with me. Last year, and this is hindsight's 2020. Last year, from what we know, Jayden pushed and scratched and clawed and pleaded and begged to play in that immediate game following the injury against Carolina. He was listed on the injury report all week. He was a limited participant in practice, and then he went out and was full go, ready to get it rocking on that Sunday, right? That's what we saw last year. And during that time, remember all of the media games that were played. And when I say media games, I'm not angry when I'm saying it. I'm just speaking about what it is and what it ain't. We didn't find out until this summer that Jaden Daniels wasn't just dealing with a rib contusion, as it was called. It was a full-blown broken ribs. So what I'm saying is this, right? I'm going in a circle to say one thing. And I'm not giving away state secrets when I say it. I'm not saying anything that you all aren't probably thinking. They got to take Jaden's health super serious. And I'm not calling it an act, but Jaden is, you might as well nickname him Tony Toughass, right? He is a dog-ass competitor, as Dan Quinn continues to describe him as. My concern is, will they be able to protect Jaden Daniels from Jaden Daniels? That's the question. Because if I was the one making the decision, and I know that I'm not, and I'm sure you all would trust me if I was. If I was the one making the decision, Jaden's not playing until at least the Chargers game. I'm looking at the schedule right here, Ant. We're talking about a knee sprain. Everyone's had it. We've all dealt with it at some point in your athletic career. I'm sitting them against Vegas. I'm sitting them against Atlanta. Hell, I may even give them the extra long week and don't bring them back until Chicago. We can't play games with this. And I don't trust them. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't trust what info they give out to the media from an injury standpoint. And have I earned the right to not trust them? Did they not lie to us last year? Didn't they?
They weren't forthcoming.
Exactly. So why would they be forthcoming with a more severe injury, probably? Because it's the knee.
I just don't think they wanted you panicking like you are now.
Like I'm panicking right now. I'm not panicking. You are. This is not a panic.
We're going to be without a job. Like, and granted, it might have been a little hyperbole, but I'm just saying.
You know what I meant.
Now, I understand, like, his health is serious.
It's everything. It's literally the most important knee in the DMV. I would give away my bad knee to make sure his knee was good. You know what I'm saying? My grandmother just got a knee replacement not too long ago. He can have her damn knee. As far as I'm concerned, I need him right. And Mario Bowser, you best be going and checking on him, too. All that new stadium money you getting ready to kick out, that stadium ain't worth a damn if there's not a guy to fill it up. I just hope we have learned as a fan base from what happened with Bobby Three Sticks. And I saw our pal J.P. Finley, him and B-Mitch earlier today, saying this is two totally different situations. You're right. It is a totally different situation. But to act as if they're not similar, crazy talk. Here's what I will say. The injury is not believed to be serious by most folks. It's not believed to be serious. And his status for Sunday is up in the air. If it was that severe, I think they would have just ruled him out for Sunday. Totally. If it was anywhere near severe, I think they would have just ruled him out for Sunday. But my thing is, can you protect Tony Toughass from Tony Toughass? And I'm not slighting Jaden Daniels for being a toughass. I think it's a tremendous trait that he has. I'm glad he's not soft. Seriously. I'm glad that he is taking his, you know, competitiveness seriously. He cares. He wants to play. He doesn't want to be on the shelf. But you got to protect him from himself. If it was my decision, Jaden's not playing this week. Jaden's not playing next week. He's got to be 110% to be able to play. Here is what Dan Quinn, cut number one, had to say about what he needs to see from Jaden in order for him to give it a go on Sunday.
Yeah, it starts off first on like the strength part of things, the movements, and that's step one, John. Then on the field, the change of direction, the pivoting, the moving, all of those would be the things to go. So we'll just take it, you know, as it goes, you know, through the week. But he'd have to see all of the steps, you know, along this week to hit those marks, the speed, the stopping, the change of direction, all of it.
He's got to hit every marker to give it a go. You know what? That's Dan Quinn. I'm going to try to interpret Dan Quinn today here this afternoon. You know what I think Dan Quinn is saying? I think Dan Quinn is saying, Linnell, shut the hell up. I'm not going to put him out there until he's 110% ready. You know what I say to that? I throw up my hands and go, let's get it rocking. You got it, big bro. As long as they're moving tact, this situation should be water under the bridge and it should mean nothing. But I have this eerie feeling, knowing Jaden Daniels, he demanded to play through broken ribs last year, and they let him. They let him play through it. We had to see him get hot patches and cortisone shots and all this and all that. I don't know if he got any cortisone shots, but they did everything they could to alleviate his pain. And if you're going to sit here and act as if he was the same quarterback with the broken ribs and without the broken ribs, you a damn fool. And here is my thing and what I worry about. This is a knee injury. And y'all know I am the knee injury specialist. You can go text Dr. James Weiss in Germantown. He is my surgeon. I've had three of these ACL surgeries. I've sprained my knee several different times. You think you're good to go before you're actually good to go. Seriously. And if you're Jaden, he's an athlete first and foremost, right? They're competitive by nature. He didn't play his best against Green Bay. You don't think he's chomping at the bit to want to get back out onto the field and right his wrongs from a week ago? It's going to be so, so, so important that they protect Jaden Daniels from himself. We called him tough. We called him tough for playing through a rib injury. I would call him stupid for playing through a knee injury. Honestly, we praised him for being tough for playing through a rib injury. If he plays through a knee injury, he's a damn fool. And this is my concern about this. Playing through a lower body injury for a quarterback could hurt his mechanics. It could hurt his footwork. All of that is from trying to compensate for the knee not being healthy, right? You may see changes in mechanics, changes in the footwork if he's not ready to go. And that's what I worry about. That's what I worry about. 301-230-0980 is the number. I want to let you hear a little bit more from Dan Quinn. This is Dan Quinn on how he's going to be able to protect Jaden Daniels from Jaden Daniels.
Yes, you are correct. That's just who he is, which I also love about him, by the way. But it is part of, that's my job, you know, to make sure that, one, I'm getting all the information, you know, from the medical side. Is he hitting all the tests? And then you also have to trust your eyes. Where's he at? Where are we going? And so we're just not going to miss it, JP, for he and for any of the guys in that space. So that is the good part of being a competitor. But I'm constantly watching and pushing to see. And then before we even get onto the practice field, they have to go through a pretty strenuous testing to see where they're at even before the actual on-field, you know, reps begin. So that's for he and for a couple of the other guys as well.
They are not going to put Jaden Daniels out there until he is 110% healthy. That is what I'm taking away from Dan Quinn. That's what I'm taking away from Dan Quinn. My question is, right, because of who the quarterback is, because of the importance of Jaden to this franchise, do you move with even more caution? Because ain't nothing wrong with, hey, man, you got to set out an extra game just to be careful, just to be cautious. I have no issue with that. See, this is where this conversation gets muddied at. When it comes to the health of Jaden Daniels, I can give a rat's ass about 2025. It's about beyond. It's about the future. And if this kid goes down a water slide, so to speak, to where he's not healthy the rest of the way and further damage could occur, it's just not a road that I want to go down is the best way that I can put it. 301-230-0980 is the number. I'm going to go get some water. I'm going to wipe the sweat off my forehead because I honestly, maybe it's the 27-year-old in me. I know they're not going to put him out there until he's ready. But the bigger conversation needs to be had right now, and we'll do so on the other side of the break. Are you concerned about Jaden Daniels' health long term? 301-230-0980 is the number. Is the health of Jaden Daniels moving forward, is it something that concerns you? Your call's on that next. 301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 6 o'clock, an abbreviated edition of the Burgundy and Gold today as we get you geared up for the Monday Night Football doubleheader that'll wrap up week number 2 in the National Football League. Bucks and Texans coming your way at 7 o'clock. Chargers and Raiders coming your way at 10 o'clock. So full slate of NFL football tonight for you. What we're dealing with right now here in the DMV, we got wind on Friday that something was up with Jayden Daniels. Our pal Grant Paulson of 106.7 The Fan reporting that Jayden had an MRI after the game, or after the game. And here's the thing real quick. When I first heard that report, you know what I did? I shrugged the hell out of my shoulders and said, so what? So what if he had an MRI? He had an MRI after the Giants game too. He had a wrist injury. You don't think they imaged his wrist to make sure there was no ligament damage? So that was reported by Grant. It was confirmed earlier this afternoon. I think it was Adam Schefter, first guy that I saw with it, or Rap Sheet and Garofolo from the NFL Network, saying that, yeah, he does have a knee sprain. His status for Sunday versus the Raiders is in doubt. The injury is not believed to be serious, but it still remains unclear as to whether or not Jayden Daniels will be able to play on Sunday. So they're calling it a knee sprain. And anybody out there that understands the way that Washington handles their injury situation, we don't know how severe this knee sprain is. It could be a grade 1 sprain, which may allow him. If it's just a grade 1 sprain, I still wouldn't play him Sunday, but it should be something that he's good with after a week or so. If it is a grade 2 sprain and there is a partial tear of a ligament in there, and that's what constitutes a grade 2 sprain, then he's got to sit. I may put him on short-term IR if it is a grade 2 sprain. If it's anything more than a grade 1 sprain and there is a partial tear of a ligament, I'm not just putting some bulky-ass brace on him and telling him to go play. Like, that's not how I'm going to operate. And I hope that's not how Dan Quinn and company are going to operate. And to their credit, I don't think they are. But what am I to think about how they handle injuries when they let him play through a broken set of ribs last year? Now, obviously, I think they know and we know rib injury far less severe to me than a knee injury. So do I trust Dan Quinn and company to make the right decision as far as Jayden Daniels' health? Yes. But I also understand that Jayden Daniels is first team all tough ass and wants to play through everything and is a dog ass competitor, so on and so forth. The most important piece of this situation right now is letting this kid get 110% healthy. And notice I said 110%. If he's 99%, guess what he's not doing on Linnell's team? Playing. If he's 98%, not playing. If he's 105%, he's not playing. I got to make sure the kid is all the way right. Because with a knee injury like this, no matter how severe of a sprain it is, you have to worry about re-injury risk. And I don't want this to be something that lingers throughout the course of the year or throughout the course of his career. If there's anything up with Jayden Daniels, he just shouldn't be playing. Point blank. 301-230-0980 is the number. I wanted to steer the conversation in a certain direction, but I'm going to let you all have it. Jayden Daniels right now officially listed as day-to-day with a knee sprain. Your reaction to it, and then if you're feeling froggy, are you at all concerned about his health moving forward? Because I'll say this, Chris Russell, who you hear weekdays 1-4, last year on a Windbag Wednesday, all you all heard was me and him screaming at each other about Jayden Daniels getting hurt, not getting hurt. He didn't like how many times he ran the football. We have to understand as fans, this is our new reality. When you are a fan of a team with a running quarterback, injuries are something you're going to have to potentially deal with. And for Daniels, this is what it is right now. Let's go to Anthony in D.C. What's up, Anthony?
Let me ask you a question. You have a watch prices, right?
Yes.
Have you ever seen the yodeling mountain climber?
The yodeling mountain climber? No.
Yeah. Okay. So the basis is people got to get closest to the price without him going over the cliff. you climbing that mountain real close. You about five steps from stepping over that cliff. I can hear it in your voice.
Can you? And I'm glad I'm just that honest and transparent with y'all. We family here. So I'm going to let y'all know, you're damn right. You're damn right. I'm not feeling easy about this. Because I told you, Anthony, I got SLS, scorn lover syndrome. I've been down this road before in year two. I have.
It's a simple proposition. If it's a grade one, you put the knee brace on, let them play, but Cliff has to act right. Cliff has to run the damn ball.
Yeah.
If that's a scenario, then I think we're fine. Anything above a grade one, he sits, plain and simple.
Anything above a grade one for me, he's going on short-term IR. I'll see you in a month, Captain. Get right. Sorry.
So
I just can't risk it.
I hear you, but like I said,
Anthony, do you blame me? And I'm going to let you go a little bit longer here. Do you blame me for having a sense of mistrust, I guess is what I would call it, when it comes to Dan Quinn and the staff with injuries, with him?
Well, part of that is gamesmanship with the other teams. They don't want the opponent to know, okay, he's playing with broken ribs. Number two, keep the public from panicking. So I get the gamesmanship, but I also get where you're coming from where, okay, they should have told us. But no, they shouldn't have told us because of people like you. And everybody don't have a radio show.
You know what?
And everybody don't have a radio show. So, you know, follow what I'm saying.
I follow what you're saying. We're going to follow what you're saying tomorrow when you call us back. 301-230-0980 is the number. I just want to let you all, the floor is yours right now. Your reaction to Jaden Daniels having a knee sprain, officially being listed as day-to-day. Are you okay with him playing on Sunday? Are you concerned about the health long-term? For me, it's like, we got to understand, this is just our new reality. When you are a fan of a team with a running quarterback, and I guess it's a little bit different, right? Because Josh Allen runs the ball a lot. But I don't think Buffalo fans are worried about his ability to stay healthy because he's 6'5", 235 pounds. Jaden Daniels is a tadpole. That's why I'm concerned. And I'm not more concerned than I would be with any other running quarterback. But for me, like, I'm giving you I'm trying to like compartmentalize my thoughts here and give it to you in real time. Cause part of me wants to freak the hell out. Honestly, because I know in reality, this is something that we're going to have to worry about for years to come. It just is what it is when you have a running quarterback, a quarterback that plays this style of football. The other thing that I want to get to on the other side of this break, there's a hard truth that we all need to realize, and I will tell you that next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold today. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 6 o'clock. It is an abbreviated version of the Burgundy and Gold today because we got a Monday Night Football doubleheader on tap tonight. Starting at 7 o'clock, you'll get Bucks and Texans. Second half of that doubleheader has a little Washington flavor on it. You will see the Chargers and the Las Vegas Raiders. Why are the Las Vegas Raiders important? They are Sunday's opponent for the Washington Commanders. They'll play host to Vegas here, 1 o'clock Sunday on Fox. The big question is, who will be the quarterback for Washington? Dan Quinn spoke earlier and announced that Jaden Daniels is officially going to be listed as day-to-day with what folks are describing as a knee sprain. What we don't know is the severity of this knee sprain. Is it grade one, where you could just throw a brace on it and potentially let him play? Is it grade two, where there's a partial tear of a ligament and he's got to be out 5-6 weeks? Or is it grade three, a situation where he may be shut down for the remainder of the season? We still do not know that. When we get that information, I promise you will be the first ones to hear it. Here's my thing for just joining us. I am at a point right now where there's just so much on my mind. Like, I literally feel like there's chaos going on inside of my young brain. Because there's so many things to sort through with this. But the most important thing to me about this situation is, are they going to keep Jaden Daniels from hurting Jaden Daniels? Because I know what type of competitor this kid is. We all know what type of competitor he is. He is going to want to push it. And the thing about a knee injury, I'll never forget my dumbass. 4 months off the ACL table, I'm at the local community rec center doing layups, shooting jump shots. Then I get engaged in a one-on-one game of basketball because I feel that good. Now, that's a totally different situation. That was an ACL tear, return to play, all of that. And I felt good. The bottom line is, he is going to feel good. He may feel good to go on Sunday. Doesn't mean he's ready to go on Sunday, if you pick up what I'm putting down. That is my concern with this. The Commanders must protect Jaden Daniels from Jaden Daniels. The other piece is this. This is our reality. And I can't get worked up because I'm going to have a heart attack and I'm not going to survive the Jaden Daniels era if I continue to move like this. This is the reality of rooting for a team that has a mobile running quarterback, especially when you're built the way that Jaden Daniels is built. Injuries are always going to be a part of the conversation. It's always going to scare the hell out of you. I do not want, though, Jaden Daniels to change his play style. I do not want Jaden Daniels to stop running. Because guess what? I'm going to say the quiet part out loud. Anyone out there that thinks Jaden Daniels is just as impactful of a quarterback without his rushing ability, you're ignorant. You're not looking at this objectively. He is not the same quarterback if he does not have the ability to run the football. That's not me saying he can't function as a pocket passer. That's not me saying he can't throw and beat you with his arm. He is elite. He is dangerous. He is special because of his ability to hurt you with his legs. Point blank, period. Two things can be true. He is an exceptional pocket passer, and his life is made 110% easier by his running ability. It turns dead plays into plays that can become chunk plays. Look at the Bengals preseason touchdown. Literally, if he couldn't run, that ends up in a sack. And maybe he would have came out for another series. But you pick up what I'm putting down here. His rushing ability is so important to who he is that I do not want him back on the field until he can do that special thing at 110%. Until then, see ya, pal. It's the Marcus Mariota show. I'm not playing around with this. Jaden Daniels' knee is my life. Jaden Daniels' knee is the livelihood of the DMV. Everyone's impacted. Everyone's impacted. Look, I would give up my own knee to make sure that Slim's knee is right. But the bottom line is, he's got to be 110% before I put him back out there. I know I've ate up all the airtime. Zach is in Richmond, been holding the longest. Zach, what's going on, brother?
Hey, Lionel, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I agree with you, but I don't want to see Jaden Daniels on the field unless I'm positive that Josh Connerly can freaking block. Coach Quinn said in his press conference, Jaden got hurt when he was looking back, running from Michael Parsons, and he got hit. We all know that play. He was running from Michael Parsons because Josh Connerly can't freaking block.
Yeah.
He couldn't block this week. He couldn't block last week. I understand he's our first-round pick. Put Andrew Wiley in the game. We don't need to be playing around with a rookie who, honestly, we really don't need because we got to the NFC Championship without a great right tackle. I'm tired of NFL GMs drafting linemen and then wanting them to play different positions when they get in the NFL and then throw them out to the Wolves when, like you said, Jaden Daniels is the most important thing in the DMV when it comes to sports, and you got a daggone rookie who can't block blocking for him. Mm. He's got him hurt.
You can't say, come on. Hey, I was with you until you said
honest,
that.
Be honest, Lionel. Let's be honest real quick, though. Did Jaden Daniels run a lot last week because he saw open lanes, or was he running for his life?
I think it's the latter, and I appreciate the call, Zach. 301-230-0980 is the number. Oh, that opens up an entirely different can of worms because the Commanders may have a Josh Connerly Jr. problem. We touched on that a little bit last week. Hopefully, I'm willing to let the young pup grow through his mistakes, but it can't be at the cost of my quarterback. 301-230-0980 is the number. Athan in Annapolis wants to chime in. Athan, what's going on, brother?
Why would he want your knee? Your knee is just broken and shredded and in pieces. I tell you, you need a good – last other thing is, when was the last time you went to the barber, man? I think it's affecting your brain waves.
Wow.
Okay? You need to get that head shaved and get back to what you do well, okay? All this nonsense about this is the most important knee in the DMV. Linnell,
it is.
Football IQ is a million times better than that, okay? There's 53 other guys on this team. Man up. Get ready to run the ball because the Redskins have never won unless they've been able to run the ball. That's for almost 100 years, okay? And guys like Johnny Newton that are a waste right now, guys like Ben Sinnott that are a waste right now, go out there and earn your draft status, earn your paycheck, okay? If the quarterback's got to sit down, fine. Jalen Hurts had to sit down 2 years ago. He wasn't the same all season because they forced it. So I agree with you there. But these guys your boy Kinlaw, that's bigger than a mountain but couldn't do anything against two backup linemen in Green Bay, go out there and earn your paycheck. There's 50-something other guys on this team that can go out there and make a difference and win on Sunday. How about that damn kicker they're paying $4 million to? How about he can split the upright for once? How about that?
Huh? You're 110% right. It shouldn't be all about the quarterback, but you know it, Athan. It is all about the quarterback.
Run the ball, brother. Run the ball. Use Kroski Merritt. Use all these guys. Rodriguez is actually going to be active. The guy's a freight train when he runs, okay? It's time to get creative and for Cliff
real quick,
to get his head out of his butt and call a much better game plan.
Real quick as we let you go, are you concerned about the health of the quarterback long term?
No. Listen, this guy's 23 years old. Dan Quinn needs. He said it's my job. It's my decision. Whatever he said, that's right. He's the head coach for a reason. So you got to sit him down and say, hey, listen, this is a marathon, not a sprint.
For sure,
you're not good to go, and we got your back. And so you're gonna have to be out for a couple weeks until you're 100%.
For sure.
You don't want your damn knee. Your knee's broken in half. My knees are better than yours.
I appreciate you as always. 301-230-0980 is the number. If you're just now joining us. Dan Quinn, head coach of your Washington Commanders, announced that Jaden Daniels officially going to be listed as day-to-day with a knee sprain. And his status for Sunday, according to a bunch of national reports, very much in doubt. What we have heard is this, though. This is coming from Adam Schefter. The injury is not believed to be serious. Knowing what we know, and I'll admit we don't know much, one, are you concerned about the long-term health of the quarterback? And then... two, when would you bring him back? 301-230-0980 is the number. Your call's next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.